An Israeli authority figure conveyed that the government is actively working to avert potential arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court targeting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other high-ranking officials.
The ICC, headquartered in The Hague, Netherlands, affirmed that an ongoing independent investigation in relation to the situation in the state of Palestine is underway, but the ICC would have no further comment to make at this stage. Reports suggest Israel is now pursuing diplomatic avenues in an effort to prevent the issuance of such warrants. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In a surprising visit to Kyiv, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reassured Ukrainian President Zelensky that assistance was forthcoming following a winter marred by incremental Russian advances in their invasion of the neighboring nation.
Acknowledging delays by the United States and other allies in providing additional aid to Ukraine, Stoltenberg commended the country's valiant defense in limiting Moscow's successes and expressed confidence in their prospects for turning the tide. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A proposal championed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz to provide airport security escorts for lawmakers faced obstruction.
The provision, part of the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization, would have facilitated special security escorts at airports for legislators and judges facing credible threats. However, the plan encountered objections from House Homeland Security Ranking Member Representative Benny Thompson, resulting in its failure, according to The Hill. Jim Kender reporting.
The Biden administration announced substantial fines against four of the nation's largest wireless carriers for illegally disseminating information about their customers' locations.
The fines, totaling nearly $200 million, were levied against AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon after an investigation revealed they had sold access to their customers' location information to third-party aggregators and location-based service providers, the Federal Communications Commission stated in a statement. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
An American tourist facing over a decade of imprisonment in the Turks and Caicos Islands after ammunition was discovered in his luggage said he's striving to FaceTime with his children back home as frequently as possible in case he ultimately ends up incarcerated.
Watson is out on bail, but he said he can't leave the country and has to check in at a local police station twice a week. He's facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars. Wade Addison reporting.
The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Elon Musk challenging a settlement with securities regulators that requires him to obtain prior approval for certain social media posts related to Tesla, the electric vehicle company he leads.
The justices did not provide commentary in upholding lower court rulings against Musk, who argued that the requirement amounts to prior restraint on his speech in violation of the First Amendment. The case stems from messages Musk posted on Twitter in 2018 in which he claimed he had secured funding to take Tesla private. Liam White reporting.
It's been nearly 1 month since California raise the minimum wage at certain restaurants, shedding light on a course correction that many view as long overdue.
The newly elevated compensation benchmark marks a pivotal juncture for restaurants to remain competitive in an already challenging post-pandemic landscape. The industry, renowned for its thin margins, is once again being pushed to make monetary and operational adjustments to stay afloat, all without compromising consumer expectations. Kyle Norris reporting.
In 2022, video footage of a great-grandmother thwarting a robbery outside her California home went viral. Now she's running for city council.
Faye Taylor could be seen charging out of her home and throwing a cane at a man who was allegedly trying to steal an elderly woman's purse. Now, 77-year-old Taylor, who works as a longshoreman at the Port of Oakland, says she's running for Oakland City Council, District 3, after witnessing what she says is an uptick in crime in her community. Paul Gomez reports.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.